Welcome back to The Popular Show. I'm James A. Smith, joined today by Dr. Piers Robinson, formerly Professor of International Relations at the University of Sheffield, now co-director of the Organization for Propaganda Studies and a founder of the Working Group on Syria Propaganda and Media, as well as various other associations. Piers, thanks so much for making some time for us in the run-up to Christmas.
Hi, good to be with you. I'm just getting my camera centered. Am I roughly in the center?
You're quite adequately centered.
Perfect.
You're
great.
Looking great, Piers. You've written a lot about the deep structural events that have marked and to a great extent structured the 21st century thus far. We're going to get into your views on those, also get into the question of how you came to find that the conventional tools of academic study are not actually adequate to understanding these events. But before we get into the things that you've mainly written about in especially this most recent part of your career, I want to start at the head of the program with some questions about what's going on in the Middle East right now. The situation is that I think it's unprecedented. We've basically had more than 2 months now of us in the West having to kind of watch, largely through social media, as 20,000 people are killed in Gaza. The architecture of civilian life is brought to the ground. Babies are left to rot in incubators. Children killed in hospitals that they've been taken to in the first place because they lost limbs in bombings elsewhere. A British MP live tweeting a siege on a church that has a family in it with Israeli tanks outside. The Israelis say that not only is the church not under siege, it's fine, but also there are no churches in Gaza. This is demonic work that we're witnessing, and we're supposed to just take it, all the while our taxes are paying for it, weapons manufactured in our countries are making it happen, and our diplomatic cover is allowing it. I'm never going to forget this. I think a lot of people's eyes are being opened. The Israelis and their avatars say that Israel has a right to defend itself, and the justification for this is that Hamas has to be rooted out of Gaza after they perpetrated a horrific mass terrorism event on October 7th. No doubt atrocities were committed. My stance on October 7th was that actually, as bad as the atrocities were, there was no atrocity that could happen there that would surprise me. If anything, the only surprise is it hadn't happened before, because if you cage people, if you treat people like animals, keep them in an open-air prison, as the current British Foreign Secretary once called Gaza, and tell them that there's nothing to do but for them to wait to die, then they're going to react and it's not going to be pretty. However, the work that you've done on previous events might lead one to think that there is a little bit more to it. I'm just going to, if you'll allow me, I'm just going to run through some of the questions that have been asked about what exactly did happen on October 7th in this event that is being used to justify the razing of Gaza.